I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. Rebel forces killed more than 100 people at a kindergarten in Sudan this week. Drone attacks targeted first responders as they tried to move victims to a nearby hospital. 2 years of civil war have left 80% of Sudan's health facilities useless. Sudanese church planters recently partnered with doctors and nurses from South Sudan to hold pop-up clinics in displacement camps. As medical teams meet desperate needs with donated medicine, church planters address spiritual needs. A gospel worker we'll call John says,
"So every time we have a clinic, we have an open-air presentation of the gospel. And these are all Muslims, primarily. 1,750 asked for individual trauma counseling. Approximately 1,200 people put faith in Christ."
Ask the Lord to strengthen teams as they receive a third round of donated medicine. Then, A3 is working with pastors in Armenia to develop Christian character through fellowship, encouragement, and accountability. Pastor Artur Sarkisyan with A3 says that 95% of people in Armenia are traditional Orthodox Christians, but there needs to be a continued revival of born-again believers. Pastor Sarkisyan says,
"We have a moving God and people open for religion, open, really open for gospel, really open for Jesus. Everyone have spiritual. Everyone is hungry, listen is gospel, listen is about Jesus."
Please pray that Armenians in the diaspora will reach the world with the gospel. Pray also for Armenia's neighboring Muslim countries that they will hear about this revival. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.